The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Kim Adams with the Denver Forum newspaper and the Jessup Citizen Herald, as well as Tom Cullen with the Storm Lake Times.
It's in there someplace.
Kim, you can go ahead and start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Sure, thank you. Senator, is there a move toward unity in the Republican Party now that Trump is the presumptive nominee for president?
All I can tell you is I came out of a meeting that we call the Thursday Group, which is just a very informal group where, like, if I was hosting it, I would have Iowa pork chops as an example. And so there's a lot of small conversations in a meeting like that. And I did not read it, but I asked a senator how he thought the meeting went. And he said that there was a very positive statement put out about working together and that progress was made. And then another point that was brought up that wasn't one-on-one, but the entire group could hear, was that there was some discussion between leadership and Trump about Obamacare. But the extent to which that went in, it dealt mostly with one thing that united all Republicans, was opposition to Obamacare, and that it seemed to be that something that there wasn't any problems, or that was something that Trump truly understood.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about all. That's the only conversations I've had today on it.
Do you plan to support Trump for president in this fall's election?
Oh, yes. And let me say, I was just asked, as you go up the elevator or get on the elevator to go vote, I guess I was asked by three or four people that mob you in your profession the very same question, and I said I was very positive that he, well, number one, I am going to support Trump, and I'm going to be an advocate for Trump, but it's not a case of my supporting Trump. It's a case of that I believe this country needs a new direction. I believe the people of this country want a new direction, and that you're not going to get a new direction if we have a third term of a Obama administration, which would be represented by either Hillary Clinton or Senator Sanders. So a better way for me to put it, even though I'm not backing off of what I already told you, is the fact that I'm going to work to make sure we don't have a third term of the Obama administration.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Next person drop in.
Okay. Senator Grassley, Tom Cullen from the Storm Lake Times. I believe we talked a little bit, say, last summer. Now it appears that, I mean, speaking of Republicans fighting, your friend, I believe Steve King, is in a primary against Rick Bertrand of Sioux City. Will you endorse anyone in that race?
Yeah, I've already been listed in some newspaper headlines of endorsing King. And the reason I'm endorsing King is, he works hard. He's got a good position in the committees. I think he works his district well, understands, and he's very knowledgeable. And I suppose there's a lot of other reasons I ought to give you. But it was last fall. Maybe this is even a better reason than I've given you. He asked me last fall to support him. And I had given him some money at that point out of my leadership pack. And so he didn't have an opponent at that time, and I don't think that it would be right for me to be neutral in that race now. The other thing is, and this isn't a very good reason for supporting him, but I've had tough times in past elections. And he's done a good job of supporting me, and particularly right now, supporting me on my position on the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jump in, just back and forth, you guys. You don't have
sure.
to wait for me to call on you.
Okay. Governor Branstad has been promoting newly elected Senator Joni Ernst as a possible vice presidential nominee for the Republican ticket. Is that something you would favor?
Yeah, in my calls to media that I do every Tuesday morning, I said that I would join in that effort based on the proposition that I think this ticket is going to need somebody strong on national defense, and her being the only combat, the first combat female senator is a pretty good place to start with something like that. And Tom, before you join back in, you know, you said it's been a while since you talked to me. You could be on this call anytime you wanted to be if you just let us know.
No, that wasn't a slight against you. I just remember you out at Kings Point during avian influenza.
Oh, no, I didn't mean it as a that you slighted me. I just wanted you to know that you were welcome.
Thank you. We really do appreciate it, Senator.
Yeah. It's your turn.
Okay. Anyways, I'm not sure if you read up on this, but I think it was a subcommittee in the House, and it was Agriculture Appropriations Subcommittee. And they passed, I think it was 10 to 1, they passed a 20% cut in the Conservation Security Program and the Environmental Quality Incentives Program. That was a 12% cut. I guess my question is, you know, with the way the water quality is in the state, you know, we're particularly from Storm Lake, you know, getting sued by Des Moines Water Works. I mean, and Bill Northey, you know, he also says these programs are essential to, you know, maintain water quality. You know, it's, I guess my question is, you know, would you have voted for those cuts?
And well,
my next question, sorry, ahead. The next question is, what's the next farm bill going to look like, you know,
okay,
if we have those cuts?
Well, the last question you ask is very difficult. I would say that by 12 months from now, there'll be talk about what the next farm bill is going to look like, but we've still got four crop years to go, and so probably at least 12 months to go before there's a serious discussion of that here. And the only thing I would suggest to you is that each year it gets harder to get a farm bill, but I think as long as we keep food stamps tied to farm bills, that we'll have a chance of continuing to have a safety net for farmers. In regard to the first one you ask about, I'm not on the Senate Ag Committee, or I mean Senate Appropriations Committee, but I could tell you that I don't think such cuts would, I wouldn't want to say there's no cut, but a cut of that extreme I don't think would go through the Senate Appropriations Committee. But the other thing to consider is that it'd be particularly bad for Iowa, where such a high percentage of our total land is actually cultivated, and that makes money for those programs probably more significant to Iowa than programs in states, or that program being used in states where they had a lot more grassland.
I think the overall cuts were, I think Iowa receives the second most in both of those programs, and the cuts were 113 to EQIP and 300 to CSP. That's in millions. So.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it would stand. I'm surprised that it passed by such a big margin.
And so, and then David Young also voted for that bill. Why do you think he did that?
Well, I guess I shouldn't comment why a certain member of Congress voted for it, because I'm not there and part of that decision. I'm just trying to comment on how I think it impacts Iowa.
Okay. All right.
Senator, last month at the FCNL Youth Leadership Conference in Washington, D.C., you gave a speech there, and you were introduced by a young Iowan who happens to be a close friend of mine. His name was Sam Bruxford Culligan. And I bring that up just asking, what advice or what hope can you offer for young Iowans like 14-year-old Sam?
Well, first of all, my advice would be get the most education you can, because we're moving away from earning a living by the use of the hands. And more you get in your brain, not only is it make you more marketable, but whatever you get in your brain, nobody can take away from you. The second thing is to be involved in the community besides just family and your job. And I think the other thing is to see Iowa a great future that we have in Iowa, because young people like him, after he gets out of college, if, and assuming he goes to college in Iowa, will think of the grass being greener on the other side of the fence. And when that is a situation, that draws a lot of people out of Iowa. And all I can tell you is they learn a lesson pretty fast, because when they get married and think about having families, they come back to Iowa to raise their kids. But we always talk about them leaving Iowa, but we never know the large number of people that are coming back. I guess that's got to be the end of it. So I say thank you, Kim and Tom, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa. Thank you both very much.
Thank
Really
you.
appreciate it, Senator Grassley.
Bet.
Thank you.